You are listening to I Got Your Six podcast with host Dr. J.R. Bell, and now news in review.
Hey, everybody. This is your one and only Emetris, your hood professor. This is news in review, weekend edition. Hey, listen up. Right now, in the news going on around the world today, they're talking about the court case with former President Donald J. Trump. In the news, they're talking about him in the court case. This is where, in this court case, when he's at court and on trial, he's sitting there with his lawyers and they're asking a lot of questions and doing a lot of things and stuff. And it looks really bad. This is the first time that a former president has ever been charged. And this also is going to be something that everybody's talking about, is what happened when former President Donald J. Trump goes to gets tried. And if he's found guilty and if he gets into the White House, it'll be the first president ever found guilty and can run the White House from a jail cell. That is something that can happen with Donald J. Trump, President Donald J. Trump. Something that you need to understand about that. Also, in the news, if you've been looking around in social media, you've been looking around with Club Shay Shay. Well, Shannon, proprietor is Shannon Sharp. This is where her name, comedian, famous person, would be Amanda Seals, who talks about her time when she was doing, when she was on the show with the person Issa Rae and her staff. And she was talking about how the things that she experienced being on that show with Issa Rae, and how a lot of things that she experienced on there, it really traumatized her. Here's my thing. This is just my opinion on this one right here, because I want y'all to understand something. She should have just kept it quiet, but she couldn't. She wanted everybody to know how she was treated bad by Issa Rae and the staff and stuff, and how Issa Rae didn't treat her a certain way, and how it really traumatized and affected her. That is something that she didn't understand or didn't know. And something that I would say that she should have just not get on there. But she went to Shannon Sharpe's show on Club Shay Shay. Now, a lot of people are talking bad, like talking bad about Shannon Sharpe. Listen, that man right there is a businessman. That's a business. Everybody's saying that he should have said this or he should have said that. Listen, that man's not a journalist. That man's a sports person. So him talking about certain things, like him talking about what's going on, him doing things and stuff and talking about certain things, people were saying that he should have did this or he should have said that, or why did he let her, why did he interrupt her? Here's my thing. When it comes to letting people have their say, he's going to let them, basically what he's doing is he's letting them dig themselves a hole. That's what he's doing. He's letting these people talk the way they want to talk so that they can talk about anything and everything, get it off their chest. That's what he's doing. He's giving them a platform so they can get it off their chest. That's all he's doing. That's exactly what he's doing. He's letting people get everything off his chest. That's basically what he's doing. He's letting people get everything off his chest. You want to say something, get it off your chest. He's not sitting there telling them what they can say. He's letting them speak. And you notice how if you watch the episode, because I watched the whole thing, it's a 3-hour episode. And if you watch it, she was all like trying to get this body. She's from what I hear, because I also watched another platform, Comedy Hype. And one of the comedians talked about Amanda Seals, and how Amanda Seals is a very good person. And how Amanda Seals is a very likable person. But it's just that Amanda Seals is just come. She's a very educated woman. She comes off very headstrong, very opinionated, and just wants it to be with her and everything. It's just very high, strong, opinionated, and that if you wrong her, she's going to let the world know how bad you treated her. And is it a good thing or is it a bad thing? My opinion is this. I mean, I don't know how she was treated. I wasn't there. I wasn't on the show that she did with Issa Rae and all the cast and stuff. She said how Issa Rae's publicist treated her bad and how this person treated her bad and how they said things about her and how whenever she walk in a room, she would correct. See, the thing is that she go in there and she correct them on grammar and tell them that, you know, I'm not going to do this or this is not right or how, you know, and how she talked about she went to a party and that they wouldn't let her in. Fine. I'm not invited to the party. Why do you, my thing is, why do you have to go? If you're not in, if you're supposed to be there, right? Because of the cast and stuff, and they tell you, you can't come in, don't go in. Who says you have to be there? Just when they ask you what happened, just say, oh, I'm sorry. I came. They said I wasn't welcome. So I left. I didn't want to cause a stint. I didn't want to cause a problem. So I left. I had a good time. I left. And I went and had a good time by myself. You know, that's a problem. And then she talked about, and if you watch the video, she talked about how in her relationship, how the guys she were dating and the way they treated her and how they only were using her for getting what they want and stuff and things like this and things like that and how the way they treated her. My thing is this. And I'm going to say this is I'm not being mean or we're not. This is something that you got to look at. And she's a and I'm not. We don't. This is something that you got to understand. This is a black woman. OK, a powerful black woman. She has her own platform. She created her own business and everything. And now she's saying that men treated her a certain way in and this and that. Well, here's the problem. What I will say this because this is what how life is. What you attract is what you get. So if you are attracted, if you, and she says how Shannon asked her, well, how's your dating? She says, men don't want to date me. Well, the reason why is because you come off as a bad, you come off with this angry woman, angry black woman issues. And that's not a bad, that's not a good thing. And it's not a bad thing. It's just who you are. And so they were saying, and they were it was very good. If I were you, you need to get on social media, find it. It's on Instagram. It's 3 hours long. You got to take 3 hours out of your time to go watch it. If I were you, take your time, take 3 hours, make sure you got 3 hours to kill and go watch it. Trust me, you will understand her. Because if you watch her, it's not what she said. It's not what she said. It's how she said it. That's what I want you to understand. Okay. It's not what she said, it's how she said it, okay? I need you to understand that, all right? So now, I want you to understand that. Also, in the news, they've been having a lot of issues. In the news, there's been going on, international news, there's been going on what's over there in Gaza. There's been a lot of things that are going on that are coming to light with the IDF. IDF stands for Israel Defense Force, and the Israel Defense Force, they've been showing videos. Amnesty International has been getting photos and videos of what the IDF has been doing, the Israel Defense Force. There's a lot of Palestinians. They have been in a mass grave, laying in the ground with their hands tied in a mass grave, and they're dumping dirt on them. Listen, people will sit there and tell me, well, it's Israel's and blah, 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 and all about Israel and this and that. Listen, I don't care whether you're an Israeli. I don't care whether you're Palestinian. I don't care. This is my opinion. When a life is lost, it's lost. This is what this is what Israel had said. Israel said, if one person dies, one Israeli dies, 20 Palestinians are going to die. That's the metaphor. I'm not saying it actually happened. Well, then again, it might have. I'm just saying. This is what's going on. Okay? This is what's going on. I'm just telling you. They're having issues where these people are looking at it. And a lot of people are saying, well, what do you mean? I'm just saying that when it comes to Israel, Israel is hitting back hard with their iron defense system and everything. Because the thing about with Israel, Israel doesn't know whether you are a Palestinian or whether you are Hezbollah or Hamas. They don't know. And then in the Palestinian area where they were all in a camping site area, they were being bombarded by ground forces as well as aerials with drones and stuff that Israel has been attacking. We're not saying it's a good thing. We're not saying it's a bad thing. What I'm saying is that this is something that I don't understand why it happened. because we don't know why it happened. All I'm saying is it happened. Okay. I'm just saying it actually happened. I don't understand why they did it and why they were doing it, but it happened. And that's what's going on. And so now President Joseph R. Biden is talking about these things that are going on. And I forgot to mention a video that I popped up. Also, what's going on also in local as well as international news, the CEO and founder of TikTok is having issues because the U.S. is putting in a bill, and he said he'll sign it, that he's going to get rid of TikTok, that he's going to take TikTok off all the platforms. He's going to take TikTok off all platforms, and that you cannot use TikTok at all. I mean, if you already have it on your phone, it'll stay there. But if you want to download it, you can't. So basically what he's saying is that he's putting a hurting on everyone in that platform area. And also the money's going to for Iran and for Israel and for over there in Ukraine. That's where they signed this bill that they're putting all this money. Also, there's something that you didn't know. Now you're going to know. When they do bills like that, these massive bills and stuff like that, under that bill is other things. Like there's a special bill under there where they're using taxpayers' money to fight terrorism and also help terrorism. It's both. It's like a catch-22. That's what's happening. They're using money, our money, to help that. Also, this is something that you need to understand. Also what's going on around the United States, schools around the United States, universities that have the ability to do freedom of speech. People are protesting. You see what happened with NYU. They're protesting. People are, you see that a lot of Jewish people are saying that they are afraid to come to school because of what's going on. Well, you got to look at it from two sides of a coin. It's a good side and a bad side. The good thing is they're protesting. They're making their camps. Now that in New York, now that the president of the university is telling these people in this camp, if you don't disperse, we are going to send in the police as well as the state military, which is the National Guards, to come in to force you out. And then you saw in some other cities, like in Chicago and other places where they have these camps, the police are coming in, tear gassing, macing with nightsticks and stuff. And in New York, they had horses pushing people off of these carriages, ripping up their campsites and stuff. And stuff like that. So a lot of people are just being brutally attacked. I say brutally because people say, they shouldn't be brutal. No, we live in America. We're in a country where democracy is the foundation of our backbone of our foundation. I also watched it. I also looked on the news. I watched this video of this pastor. I was looking at this video of this pastor who was talking about how he got a lot of trouble for what he said. He said, because a lot of people were asking him, this pastor said, I got in trouble for not speaking about politics. He said politics, because they want to know what is his political ties. Is he a Republican or Democrat or an independent or an outsider or an independent? And he said, and this is what he said. He said, I'm not. That's none of your business about what my political, who I vote for, whether I vote Democrat, Republican, or independent. It doesn't matter. You don't need to know what I vote for. All you need to know is that the Bible and what God has and all this stuff. And people were mad about that. So he made it clear. You will not know what I will. You'll not know my political ties. I'm not here to tell you that. I'm here to tell you that I'm here to preach the word of God. I'm not here to preach about what goes on in politics, because politics and religion has no place in this church. Leave it there. Leave it outside the door. And people were like, people were gasping. And some people applauded him, but some people were gasping because they wanted him to be this holy, mighty thou, and he wasn't. So now we know about that. Listen, here's something that I want you to listen to, and I want you to understand about this. It doesn't matter whether you're Democrat or Republican. We can coincide in this world together as a Democrat or a Republican. It doesn't matter. What matters is that you work together as a cohesive. It don't matter whether whoever's in the office. And then a lot of people are now are complaining also. Listen, in the weather, the weather's been pretty good in the north and the northeastern areas. There's been high winds areas. In some states, they've been having high winds. Tornadoes been going around. And certain areas, the weather's been getting a mild, balmy area, like in the southern south states and stuff. Like in SoCal, Southern California, they're having this thing along the beach area called Baptize SoCal. And there's this thing where a bunch of churches, a bunch of non-denominational churches, this is what you call, I think they're Protestant non-denominational churches, are getting together, having this mass exodus of where they're going to be baptizing tons of people. You can check it on social media. And a lot of people are looking at that going, wow, yes, that's happening there too. Also, if you look, there was a young gentleman, and there was a young gentleman that was running from the police, and the local law enforcement are out looking for him in Louisiana. Be on the lookout. If you live in Louisiana, if you're listening to me, if you listen to my podcast and you're in Louisiana, just remember, my prayers are with you and to that family that lost their life in Louisiana. Also, in Kansas City, there was an issue where a person got pulled over by local law enforcement, and they were violently harassed. I would say this to each and everyone else's. I'm so sorry that happened. I'm from Kansas City. It's the city of fountains, the birthplace of jazz, birthplace of Midwest jazz, the foundation of barbecue. Kansas City is a great city to live in. But the way the weather has been going on around there with the tornadoes and stuff, you just got to be on the leery, and everyone else got to be respectful and understand about what's going on in this world. I'm just letting everybody know about that. You know, something that you need to know. There have been a pro-Palestinian protest embroiled at U.S. colleges amidst the legal maneuvering of civil rights claims. That's what I was talking about. When I was talking about what's going on in these schools, a lot of these schools and stuff, a lot of young kids' rights were violated. There was a young lady, there was a video that went viral, of this young lady who was standing there telling the police officers, you can't do this. You're a violation of my rights. And he just grabbed her and yanked her, put her in handcuffs, and hauled her off. I mean, he wasn't nice about it. I mean, granted, that's what you do. Also, listen, allow me to explain something to each and every one of y'all out there. I'm going to say this to each and every one of you out there. It's just a personal thing. All right. I want everyone to understand something. This is a personal view. I want you to understand and listen carefully. When you go out in the world, thank a police officer and thank law enforcement, the police, thank law enforcement, the police and everything, and also thank a veteran. Because let me explain something to you. It's something that a lot of people don't understand about when I say thank a veteran and stuff. I want you to think about this. In this world, I want you to understand something. If we have if there's a mass shooting, who do you want to protect you? If your house gets broke, like a lot of these comedians and stuff, a lot of comics, a lot of actors and actresses, a lot of actors, actresses, comedians, rappers, singers, songwriters, songers, everybody. They all say the same thing. They all support, you know, about defunding the police department and things like that if you're black and brown. But then when their house gets broken into, who's the first thing they're going to call? They call law enforcement. I'm just telling you exactly how it is. I want you to understand something. This is the way the world is. The world revolves in a circle. It's a 360 degrees and how life is. I want y'all to understand something, that when you're out there and you see a veteran, just tell that veteran, just say thank you. Because veterans today are not like the veterans of the 60s and the 70s. The veterans of the 60s and the 70s are all, the veterans of the 60s and the 70s, they didn't have a choice to get into the military. Some did. We're not going to knock all of them. Some did, but most of them didn't, because most of them were drafted. Do you know, listen to this. This is something that a senator is trying to get into law, trying to get this bill passed. He's getting a lot of signatures. Basically, what he wants to do, he wants to make it mandatory for the new generation to do 2 years in the United States military. Didn't matter which branch, because we have the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, the Marines, the U.S. Coast Guard, and Space Force. So he's saying that he wants all military, all people, young people, to do 2 years in the military. If they're not do 2 years, they go to college. They want to do 2 years, whether they do active duty or reserves. They got to do a minimum of 2 years because we're having a high retention rate. The word retention rate means they're having a high rate of people not signing up. And if we don't get enough people and there's another war that kicks off, because right now there's something that's going on over there in Israel. They're having this thing right now where a lot of Jewish people, a lot of Israeli people are now getting ready for the second coming or the third coming or the fourth coming, depending on who you believe, because they're talking about building Solomon's temple. Remember this. They're talking about building Solomon's temple. This is just something that everybody's talking about going on with Solomon's temple. Talking about building Solomon's temple and about what's going on. This is something that I want everyone to understand, that they're talking about building Solomon's temple and they're talking about this, about tearing down the Dome of the Rock. Because the Dome of the Rock is the Dome of the Rock is the most holiest site. Besides, it's the second most holiest site besides Mecca. See, in Islam, Mecca is the most holiest site besides Medina. Yes, or besides the Well of Zamzam. Because the Well of Zamzam is where they get their holiest water. The Well of Zamzam is an artesian well that produces the holiest water for all Muslims. Muslims around the world go to get their water from the Well of Zamzam. They drink that. It's the purest water in the world. People don't understand how is that going on. And people are like, Professor, how do you know? I've been studying. Also, a lot of people have been talking about, I saw this video, because I'm always looking at videos trying to keep up and everything. There was a video of where this student, she was, this minister was talking to this Muslim lady. And he goes, you are Muslim. And he kept talking to her, telling her about the Bible, what the Bible says. And he said, well, I read your Bible. He said, I read your book, the Quran. I read your Quran. He said, I read your Quran book. And it said this and that. And she goes, really? She goes, you read it. And it says, and they're talking about slaughtering and stuff. Which one? She says, and he said, I read your Sai. He kept saying the word wrong. It's Sukra or Surah, the Surah. Oh, I may be wrong on that one, but he said that. And he said how they are living, they are not following. And he says that they're talking about slaughtering people that are righteous that don't believe in the word of Allah. See, the word Allah means God. Allah means God in Arabic. And the Bible that we read, the Holy Bible that we read, the King James Version Bible is the Bible that is not the most accurate. This is what scholars have said, because the Bible that we should be reading is the Bible from Ethiopia. That is the most accurate Bible, because there's chapters in there that are not in the actual Bible, because King James took them out, because it showed in the Bible, it talked about uprisings. It talked about uprising for righteousness of the righteousness of the Father. And also in the Ethiopian Bible, it talked about how when Jesus was on the cross, God talked to the people and said, do you see him? And he was talking about the man in the chair, about the man in the tree. And did you also know in the Bible, in the Ethiopian Bible, it talks about things like, it talked about stuff like about how Adam and Eve had more children. People are like, what? Yeah, they had more children. They had more children. Yeah, they had more children. And the more children they had was what they were talking about, how they had all these, you know, about how all these kids they had. So wanted you to understand that. Okay. I'm just saying that so you know. Now, I had to tell you that because that's what's going on with this fighting and stuff and everything and what happened in the world and stuff around the world. So now that you know what's going on, because I want you to understand it, because, yeah, this is a little bit too long. I was talking about that. But I need you to understand that that's what's going on, and that's why they're fighting and stuff. So now they're talking about tearing down the temple and building Solomon's temple. Tearing that one down, the gold dome, and building Solomon's temple. So here's my thing. When that happens, it's going to be another World War III. That's been prophesied in 1 Thessalonians and 2 Thessalonians. And also, listen, Revelations, the seals in Revelation, a lot of them have been broken and they're open. The seals have been open. I'm just throwing it out there. If you don't read your Bible, you need to understand that what's going on. Okay. This is what's going on. All right. Hey, everybody, I just want to give that to y'all. I want to tell everybody, hey, I love y'all. I appreciate y'all. I'm sorry. I should have popped another one for the week, but I was so busy doing some other things. I had to take care of some things and I'm sorry about that. I will get back to doing some more stuff. But I wanted to get that in there to y'all. I wanted to let y'all know I love y'all. I appreciate you. This one was a little more biblical and stuff. I didn't mean to do that. I'm going to get back to just hard-hitting news and stuff. And I will catch y'all in my next podcast. I'm so sorry. I apologize. You know, a lot of my listeners who are not really religious, I apologize for those who are not that religious. We're not talking about you. Those who are, this is what you need to pay attention to. So, all right. Hey. I'll catch you later in my next podcast. All right. This is your host, one and only, Dr. J.R. Bell, your Meatrice, your Hood Professor. I'll catch you later.
Joe Rogan here. Thanks for tuning in to I Got Your Six podcast, where we've got your back on all things insightful, inspiring, and empowering. Remember, no matter the challenges you face, you're never alone. Stay strong, stay resilient, and always remember, we've got your six. Until next time, take care and keep making a positive impact in the world.